Well, first of all, I just want to say what a delight it is to be able to be with you all here in your new home. I have to say that I was saying to Pastor Chris before the service that the Acts reading, if you know what goes on just before it, it said Paul and his companions, and they're traveling, and they try to go to one place, and the Holy Spirit doesn't let them, and then they try to go to another place, and the Holy Spirit doesn't let them, and then they have a vision of a man saying, come over here. And I said, when I was arriving, I was hoping Father Brad would be here so that I could say, thank you, man of Macedonia, for saying, come on over here and help us. But alas, no, but it fits. And I have to say, I feel really at home in here. And I know this is going to sound really weird, but This linoleum was exactly the same as my mother's kitchen when I was growing up. Literally exactly the same. It's yeah, okay. Well, I'm at home. I hope you're at home now, too. There we are. Well, today's readings, the first reading there from, or the second reading from the book of Revelation has such a beautiful and glowing image. I don't know about you if you have these kinds of days where you read that thing about, you know, the city of God and God and the Lamb, and Jesus are the light, and they will provide the light for all who are there, and that the river of the water of life flows through the middle of it, and the trees are there for healing, and there's peace, and there's no worries or troubles, and I have my days when I think, now would be good. But it's a beautiful vision that John puts up there in his book, in the Revelation. A beautiful vision because, of course, the people of the day, the Christians of the day, are going through all sorts of stuff. We'll call it stuff. They're going through all sorts of struggles. They're enduring persecution. Things are not good for them. And, you know, it's interesting. Some people will say, well, it's fine to say those things when all's going well, but when things are hard. Well, no, actually, things were hard, and their hope was fixed upon that goal of knowing that in Jesus they would get to that place, that was their telos, that was the end goal, that was the direction to which everything was moving, was that image, that vision of eternal light and peace with Jesus and with our sisters and brothers in God's holy city at the end of time. But of course, John's gospel today is kind of at the other end of that. Because this is Jesus before the crucifixion saying, you know, I'm going away, but I will send the Holy Spirit. And so you get set up with this beautiful kind of tension of Jesus who is prepping them to be the church in this world, and then the vision at the end. And of course, what else is there? But there's the middle part. All the stuff of where we are and where we're going and how we make our way. And a lot of that has to do also with, of course, that reading from the Acts of the Apostles and the Holy Spirit's guiding as we go along the way. But as I was thinking about these readings today, I was thinking, what came into mind was this commercial that I saw, and this is probably a sign of my age. I don't remember whether it was on TV or whether it came up on the internet when I was looking at something. I don't know. All I know is it was this commercial. And it's got this school gym that's obviously closed, and it's late at night or into the evening. And there's three people. There's a security guard who's watching his monitor. And there's this young guy who's practicing shooting baskets. But he's not just shooting baskets. He's trying to shoot basket from the center line, right? You know, the one that, you know, anybody know basketball? Yeah, you know, so that one where they right in the very center of the court, and it's sort of the thing at the end of the game they do to see if they can sink it, and almost never works, but we only see the attempts when it does, because that's a highlight reel. And this young guy is shooting, and he's not doing it, and finally he gives up. But then third character is this janitor guy who's walking around the gym with one of those big push mops, cleaning up. And he's watching out of the corner. And so when the young guy goes home, he looks at all this, and he walks over, and he gets measuring tape, and he measures the floor, and he looks at the height, and he gets paper, and he starts writing angles and equations and mathematics and geometry, and then he gets this number, and then he puts it down, he walks over, he picks up the ball and shoots, and sinks it. First go, right? Now, have any of you ever tried shooting basketball? Yeah. How many of you think that if you did the calculations and came up with a number, you'd be able to sink the shot? Yeah, exactly. It's absolutely absurd. The guy who's doing the practicing, he's learning how to get it there. The guy who's doing the calculations is smart. I'll give him that. But he's never going to get it. He can tell you what the number is. Well, anyways, the reason I thought of that was I was thinking, you know, that is all about this journey that we're on from where we are now to where we are going, where God is taking us. And it's not just a journey of I got to get through it, right? It's a journey of growth and transformation. That's what it's about. That's why Jesus says, I'm sending the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, to be with you. Why? So that you'll be comforted? Well, kind of, but actually more for strength, for service, and for transformation, for growth, and for healing. And you see, the thing is that that commercial, what it reminded me was that, you know, we can often spend a lot of time or can think it through and say, this is what it's supposed to look like. And we can get it all right. But that's not doing it, right? That's not doing it. The guy who gets it right in the commercial, contrary to what the commercial seems to imply, is the kid who's out there shooting the bats over and over again, missing, always missing, but he is getting better. He's learning, he's growing, and he keeps missing, but he's doing the right thing. He's doing the right thing. And I was thinking, you know, that's exactly what our Christian life is like. Our Christian life is about, with the strength and the power and the leading of the Holy Spirit, is entering into that journey and trying, making the shots. You know, we're going to hit the rim most of the time. Every once in a while, it's going to sink. But mostly we're trying because we're learning in the doing. We're learning in the doing. Now, does that mean that, you know, the numbers are of no significance? Well, actually, they do describe the realities. You know, that's why we have, but the reality is the doing. And what does the doing look like for us? Well, there you go. Paul obviously had a handle on that, right? Tried to go to Asia. Holy Spirit said no. Tried to go to Bithynia. I had to look that one up on the map. I wasn't sure where it was. Just in case, you can ask me later. I know where Bithynia is now. And Spirit says no. And then he has the vision. And oh, away we go to Macedonia. And they get across and end up in Philippi. And hey, let's go down to the river. And there they are. And there's Lydia, who becomes a Christian, is baptized. And so progress, they're walking the journey. Why? Because the Spirit is guiding them and because they are taking the steps. And if anybody has read Paul's missionary journeys in the book of Acts, no? You can read the book of Acts just like a storybook. You can, and I recommend it. Don't just go in and read like a chapter, a bit here and there. Start at the beginning and go all the way to the end. It is a great story. But what you find out is they're missing a lot of baskets. There's all sorts of stuff that goes along the way that's not good, that it's not a happy thing. I mean, they're rejoicing in the middle of it all because they're doing it. What does that mean for us in this Easter season as we approach the end of it and as we approach Pentecost? Well, for me, what it means is that we are constantly being called to reaffirm our need to be out there taking the shots. we need to be praying every day. We need to be reading the scriptures every day. We need to be gathering together in worship every week, at least every week. We need to be looking at what our ministry is out in the world. How do we engage with others? We need to be doing it not because we're going to get it right, but because we'll often get it wrong, but we do it out of faithfulness, trusting that the Holy Spirit will be working in us, trusting that the Holy Spirit will work through us to touch someone else, like Paul's words with Lydia, that we will, in fact, be growing being changed as we go this, as we do this faithfully over and over and over. We live in a culture, in a time when people tend to try something once or twice. If it didn't work, they stop. Have you ever seen that? You know, it's like, oh, I tried that, didn't work. Yeah, well, how about another 100 times? Or maybe 1,000 times? The thing is to trust and to believe, to obey, and to be open to what the Holy Spirit is doing so that we can continue that journey towards that city to which we are being called and drawn. And so today I pray that we will prepare our hearts for the celebration of Pentecost, the celebration of the gift of the Spirit. Prepare our hearts today to be refreshed in the gift of that Spirit so that we might, well, maybe one day hit the big shot from the center line. You just never know. But in the meantime, growing, moving, and engaged with what God has for us to do. Amen.